They told me they won't work with me. They told me to take my truck. We're going to take your truck.
Hey, it's Jeremiah.
For 10 years, I tried to stay me alive for 10 years.
Hey, I need a deputy or two out to my place as soon as possible. The guy from the attempt to locate up on Clockham is threatening to go get guns and come back and shoot because he can't pay the tow bill.
No, that is not what happened.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
So I need him out here.
He's going to steal my truck.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye. They're on their way.
That's Kayla.
Kayla, it's Jeremiah. Solan County is out here for a call. I need you to tell them, put in the call, the guy that is causing the problem just pulled a knife. So they need to step it up and get out here.
Okay, we'll let him know. He didn't hurt anyone, did he?
Nope, he pulled it out, unfolded it. Took his jacket off like he was ready to fight.
Yeah, because you and your wife do more. That's why I got my face when you're going to do something.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
It looks like we got
Yeah, tell him to speed it up.
Okay.
We're not engaging with him, so.
Yeah, you are. I got my face. I take my jacket off and try to defend myself. Want to come and try again?
I'm going to stay on the phone with you.
Okay.
If that works.
Yeah.
They got me trapped here. I can't leave. They got me trapped here.
He said he's calling in on 911 too, so somebody else there will get him on the phone.
Okay.
You're crazy to me right now. You're not like. Darling, you stole my keys. You tried to highly rob me. I can't leave. We gotta wait for 911. Get them here. In my keys. I mean, I'll stay here all night, Neil. I don't care. I don't want that, but I will if I have to.
They're on their way. I've already said that.
You're really talking to me. You're lying all day to me, finally. I'm not going to deal with you lying. Don't talk to
me. Heidi, it's on him. Where, do you know where they're at, Heidi? Okay.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
That's what you said. I know you won't talk to me anymore. You know you're fucked. I got a group of it. That's why you talk
to me. Okay. You got your name.
They want you to go to a residence or into your vehicle.
Well, he's parked in the middle of my driveway right in front of my house. I'm not going to let him go up into my house or follow me anywhere. That's why we're standing out in the driveway.
Okay.
So he doesn't need to be in my buildings. We're standing separate from him. He's on the other side of his truck, still ranting and raving. And so. Jana, what are you doing? It's dispatch 16, but remember it's.
I know, but I can't do it.
Mr. T.
I think that
you can
get me thrown in jail, it'll go away, but this one I'll be back out of jail like a squad in this person. So,
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still here. You can let, you can type in there that he's coming.
My keys haven't stopped.
I'll get you. So he's now, saying that he's going to walk down the road to get service to call 911. So he's walking down my driveway. His, the gal that's with him is still here. Oops, hold on a second. So yeah, so he is now walking down my driveway to Clockham Road, so.
Okay, is the female causing any issues or is it just him?
No, she doesn't even act like she wants to be around him. She doesn't want no part of him.
Gotcha.
Closing. Okay, closing description on this guy.
Got that knife.
He's white male, 50s, wearing a yellow shirt with a tan vest, black jeans, tennis shoes. He's got a buzz cut. I think he might be on the line now. Looks like he's talking to somebody on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like Carly might have him.
Okay. What's that? It's up in the south.
Okay.
Carly, that's probably the harassment guy.
Yeah, it is. It'll be the original RP from the attempt to locate call earlier that was in Kittitas County.
Yeah.
And I gave Bruner his license plate number, so I can, if you guys don't have it, I'll give it to you right now.
Let me see if it's in here. Yeah, it's already in here.
Okay. And I can see him. He's still walking down Clockham Road now.
Oh, no. I got it here.
I'm going to start my truck for you.
The, just for your info, the female half of this, yeah, she doesn't want anything to do with him. She's also a diabetic, which is why we went up and picked her up this morning.
Yeah, I saw that when I got here.
So, the tow company, B&T Towing, there, she's getting her bags out of the truck, and she's going to sit in the tow truck with the AC on. So she's not fighting any heat issues like she was earlier.
Okay. Yeah, he's trying to talk to us, but he has bad signal out there.
Yeah, well, he's still walking down the road.
Okay.
So.
Were they in the tow truck, or did they just follow you to your house? How did they get to your house?
So I went up and picked them up because they had a flat tire. They messed up the wheel so bad it wasn't drivable. So because she was having borderline medical issues with her diabetes, my wife and I picked both of them up, brought them down to my place. Tow company stopped here and checked in with us, and then they went up and got his truck and brought his truck with a spare wheel and tire on it, brought it back down to my house so that they could get their truck back.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have a problem with the tow bill, and this guy thinks that I lured him into a scam, and that's when he threatened to leave and go get guns and come back and stuff like that. And that was when I called in and said, no, I need deputies out here.
Gosh.
So, and yeah, normally I would probably just separate, but like he's parked right in my driveway, right next to my house, so I'm not gonna. I don't want him to try and follow me inside, right? So.
Yeah, for real. And yeah, he claims that you're preying on him and you're obsessed with him. So.
Right. Yeah, and this all started. I mean, I came out of my shop. He was talking to the tow company.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of the shop because we were getting ready to leave, and he came right up. I mean, he came right up to me, started chewing on me, got in my face, and that's when I told him, like, he had to calm down. Started trying to talk to him, and he won't settle down. So.
Gosh, that sucks.
We even offered him a...
Someone, and they just go off on you like that?
Yeah, we even offered him a solution. The tow company even said that they would take the $200 cash that he had on him, and, you know, they asked me if he could put me up at the top of the rotation, which I was fine with that. But this guy, he said, nope. He goes, we're past that. He's going to wait for the cops to get here, and then he started making some derogatory remarks to Jana, and that's when I told him that he needed to calm down and be quiet, and that's when he took his jacket off, pulled the knife out.
Gosh.
Yeah, right. Just so I wanted to start the fourth. We were getting ready to come in the brush truck so we could, well, we're going to stop by there and dispatch and visit for a few. And
hold real quick, Jared, the 911 has blown up.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, hang on a second.
And just to be clear, you guys already know this, the whole goodness of our heart thing, that was her and I going up
right.
and getting them.
Right.
We talked about the bill. He's like, I don't have much money. I said, well, you got to talk to them. I said, they'll work with you. So.
Right.
Well, he doesn't even want to do that.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
7-5-9-7-0-1. I don't know what this street is. I'm being extorted out here an hour ago by some volunteer firefighters that they were through the 911 dispatch, which is concerning to me. But they came out to help me. The guy out there, I forget his name, he said, we're going to help you with your truck. We're going to put a tire on it. And we're just doing it as good Samaritans. We'll do what we can. And the first thing I said, I smelled something fishy. I said, how much is this going to cost? And he goes, we don't know. I don't have any money, so I can't. They said, we want $1,000 for 3 hours labor, which is absurd. And I said, okay, that's not really a realistic price. I work in this industry, and I'm not going to pay that. And I go, okay, I can't pay it. I don't have $1,000. Can I get my truck back? And he goes, no, you're not getting your truck back. We're going to keep it. And then people got around me, and they targeted me. They all prayed on me. They all fell in on me. And they're sitting around me, and the girl's talking about kicking my ass, and she's pushing her fist. He walks up on me. I was like, you guys need to get the fuck away from me. And I saw him step back. I don't want to get in a fucking attack with two people, and I got my vest pulled over my head and all that kind of crap. So I'm back. And they're like, four guys there. They're trying to take my truck and all this crap. I'm going to tell you right now, that truck's sentimental. I'm not walking away from it. And I'm also telling you right now that I did not consent to anything. And I also very clearly made it clear that I don't have any money. I'm homeless. I can give him $200 and he wasn't good enough. Then he backed down and said, oh, $200 worth. I'm like, well, you know what? You guys are sitting here running a highway robbery extortion scheme on me. I haven't done anything wrong. I just want my truck. I didn't do anything wrong to anybody. I go, why are you guys targeting me? Why are you victimizing me? You know, he said, because you got problems. What problems? What problems? And whose business is it of yours? I'm not doing anything to you or anyone you know. Leave me alone. I'm simply trying to get home. That's all I'm doing. And I get trapped in Milwaukee. And it's like the movie Nothing But Trouble with Dan Aykroyd. What the hell's going on out here? I'm sorry if I'm upset, but I got four people talking about pictures of me for taking my travel shit. I haven't done anything. I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing but a gentleman to these people. And out of nowhere, they fall in and prey on me. They've been giving looks to my friend who has disabilities. And they're looking at her. And the woman's like, oh, is that your girlfriend? And I'm like, no, it's not. And why would it matter? Is it any of your business? Why does that bother you? They have a personal problem. These people are obsessed with me. They're messing with me. They're targeting me. I have to go on a truck back. I'm telling you right now, I did not send anything. I told him specifically that I could probably get to the car. And he turned around. And he highway robbed me. I can't even make a call to my wife to get money right now because they have no cell service out here. How much further does that go for me? What do we have to do here? I've got people that are threatening me. I've got people that are telling me they're going to take my truck. What am I going to do? What do you guys think is going to happen here? I just want my truck. That's all. I haven't done anything. You guys just leave me be. You guys want money? I use tires to pull me off. I'll put my tire on. I don't want that tire. There's crap. You brought a piece of crap wheel in the tire. I have a good tire and a wheel. I didn't need him to bring that. And then he didn't even put air in the other tire. He left it low. You know, I had two issues with that truck. One tire was low. The other one needed to be re-put on the belt. It was there because the tire came on diesel on the road. They came back. They didn't do either. They thought they could use it. Hey, the It is not my choice. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't ask for any of that. I didn't do that. I can never get rid of that. They're talking about him.
Okay. I'm going to have to put you on a brief hold, okay? Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. I had to put you on hold to answer a 911 call. And are you still, where are you right now? Hello? Hello? Are you still on the main road there? Perfect. 911, what's the location of your emergency? Hello?
Are you...
Oh, there you are. I can't... You have really bad reception. I don't know if you can hear me, but we do have some people en route there to help get this sorted out. If you can hear me, we have deputies en route.
I understand, but I need to go back to
I can't understand what you're saying because the phone's cutting out so bad. What was that? Yes, this is the Wenatchee 911 Dispatch Center. The city doesn't come all the way out there. What?
They are identifying themselves as City of Wenatchee employees.
The City of Wenatchee does not handle all the way out into the Clockham. That's Chelan County Sheriff's Office.
Boys are out here. Not here. You want to see my hand? Thank you.
What is the location of your emergency?
Wenatchee Police Department.
Okay, I'm their dispatch center. What can I do for you?
Are you the City of Wenatchee?
I'm the dispatch center.
City of Manhattan, detective immediately, please. It's an urgent emergency. I just talked to detective from the city of Manhattan. So, urgent line emergency, please.
Okay, I don't have any detectives on duty with the city of Wenatchee.
Can I have a patrolman from the city of Wenatchee, please? Can I have a patrolman and control?